Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Two for Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. It's awesome to be here with you on a beautiful August, the first August in the year of our Lord, 2021, in the United States of America. It is going to be an absolutely awesome call this afternoon. Live, Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, representing Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated in the United States of America. So the population is beginning to populate. I see that Erica Anderson has joined us. Erica, good to see you. My privilege and pleasure to have been your coach this last spring and summer. Tawana, I'm looking very forward to being your coach. Josh Morin has joined us. Heather, good to see you this afternoon. And Heather, thank you for the awesome comments that you gave me. Donna Slota, good to see you this afternoon. Donna, it was my privilege and pleasure to be your coach over a two-year period, 2019 into 2020. Erica, how are you? Good to see you this afternoon. It's good to see all of you this afternoon. Very challenging, interesting times. A lot of speculation about what's coming down the highway here, so it's best to really, really find your friends, find your family, find the people you can really connect with and collaborate with, find a business to be focused on. Good afternoon, Henry. Good to see you. And do your best to eliminate outside distractions. I mean, all the possibilities that you're hearing about happening and this and that and the mandate and the new variant and all the other situations and trauma-based mind control can just absolutely wreak havoc with your mindset. That's why it's very, very important that today you find a way to stay purpose-driven. That's the topic, and that's specifically why I chose this topic today. Be purpose-driven with everything that's going on in the world. Your focus has to be on results and solutions right now, not the what-ifs of the world. You can't control anything, and in essence, the objective is to let go of control. I see Josh Morin has joined us. Lisa Faye Pazanza has joined us. Joe Casper has joined us. I want to thank all of you. Jesse Morin Thompson, every one of you have either been your coach or you're in the bullpen waiting for me to be your coach. I just feel absolutely honored to be able to share content with you. I have been down this highway, down the rabbit hole since 1996. I was exposed to very, very deep content. Jody Garrett has joined us. Jody was a former Major League Baseball player with the Cleveland Indians. Wojo has joined us. Thank you very much. Jody, so good to see you, my brother. Wojo, good to see you. So I have been down this rabbit hole since 1996, 7, and 8. I had the privilege of seeing some really, really exceptional speakers back in that day. So I'm witnessing what I started to learn back then. And the insight I can offer you today is absolutely find a purpose daily. Do not let your mind stray or wonder about the what ifs. Do your best to stay purpose driven. Do your best to stay focused on outcomes that will empower you. Exercise, diet, production, your animals, your loved ones. Do your best to connect with people that you can connect with. Do your best to stay away from people who will use trauma-based mind control, who will shame you into doing this or doing that, or use guilt to try and control you. Do your best to focus on a culture, on a team. Laura, good to see you this afternoon, Laura. I'm honored that you would be here from South Carolina. First-class woman, Laura. So focus on people that you love, that love you. Focus on joy, bliss. Do your best to keep your head out of mainstream media. If you want great content, go to Telegram and other sources where you can access real news. Do your best to stay out of being overwhelmed and focus on what's going to bring you a result and a solution. I mean, distract your mind with exercise, walking, your animals, content that will bring you into consciousness. Do your best to stay out of anxiety, fear, and doubt. Anxiety, fear, and doubt will just absolutely wreak havoc with your prostate, your menstrual system, with your gut, with H. pylori, gut issues, internal situations. You want to stay away from anything that will cause you inflammation. Ted Hanick is one of my coaching clients. Ted is an exceptional health coach. He and I were discussing this today. Coffee enemas, colonics, anything that can assist you to clean the system. Detoxing, cleansing, any of these will absolutely assist you. Go to 12-step meetings, plug into cultures where there are people of like mind. Do your best to stay away from toxic people, especially today. Stay out of mainstream media, the cancel culture that will just absolutely wreak havoc and fuck with your mind. It has never been more important than today. I mean, the content that I've received the last few days caused me a gut issue. I mean, just made me sick to my stomach to think about the things that I've been studying for 20 years. That's why it's so important that you find people that you can connect with, that you can share love with, not people who want to shame you, guilt you, tell you what you should do. Find the people of like content, people that you can collaborate with. I mean, this Facebook Live is filled with first class, awesome people who are patriots, truthers, people who really have a better understanding of what's going on in the world, people who are health conscious, people who are prosperity conscious, people who really want the best for our country and our world. Access these people. Lisa Faye Pazanz is on today's Facebook Live. I highly endorse her. Matt Smith, I highly endorse. Heather Vajan is a woman who I highly endorse as a health coach. Josh Morin is someone I highly endorse as a health coach. Jessie DeGrazio Sable is on today's Facebook Live. I highly endorse her and her husband, Greg. I mean, Ruth Shepherd is on today's Facebook Live. I mean, Jesse Morin is on Facebook's Live. I mean, all of you are cause-driven, purpose-driven. I mean, be creative. Jesse Morin Thompson is a brilliantly creative young woman. Jesse, let them know what you do with copper. It's amazing. Jesse does this, she makes this product out of copper to really assist you to raise your consciousness. Beth Dodd, honored to have been your coach. Lynn, Michelle, Vincent, love, love, love you. I mean, you require love from people, not people who guilt you. Do your best to stay out of that type of energy. It will just absolutely pull you down. And then with everything else that's going on in the world today, how we're being boxed into these boxes and how we're being herded over here. And I mean, we really have to focus on what's right here, right now, and to really, really be purpose-driven. Now, purpose is your purpose, not someone else's. Purpose-driven means that you have a situation, you have a business, you have a cause, you have a craft that inspires you. And it's so important you stay in inspiration, not in desperation, because desperation will cause irritable bowel syndrome. Desperation will cause prostate issues. Desperation will cause inflammation. Desperation will cause swollen ankles. It will cause swollen knees. My wife right now, I'm going to show you this woman. My wife right now is right here. She's up at Dr. Eunice Green's store. Dr. Eunice is a licensed naturopath. And she's been following me for 25 years. She goes all the way back to the Herbalife days. Dr. Eunice makes products. She makes her own products. So she makes products for kidney stones. So I've experienced a kidney stone before. Now, once again, this is a health claim, it is what it is. But I have drank tea that she makes through her own concoctions, and it is very interesting. I'm not going to tell you what happened because that would be a health claim, but I'm going to hold her card right here. Dr. Eunice Green. I've sent several clients to her. She sells herbs in bulk. She actually makes teas in bulk in her store. She has multiple books. She's owned a store. She's owned a health food store for going on 30 years. I've known her a long, long time. She's a naturopath. My wife is up there getting muscle tested right now. Like RFN, like right fucking now as we speak. That's where my wife is. So say the word purpose and put the word driven. Purpose driven. Purpose inspired. Say it over and over. It's never been more important time right now to use affirmations, to speak into existence reality that you are manifesting. It's time to plant the seed and manifest your manifesting garden. That's what you want to be able to have. You plant and you reap. Jim Rohn was so good at talking about that, about when you plant and when you reap, and he called it the law of the harvest. If you Google that, I'm sure you can find a video of the great Jim Rohn covering the content called the law of the harvest. I had the privilege of sharing the stage with Jim Rohn on five different occasions. I booked him four times. I hired him to speak for me four times between 2005 and 2008. The last time he ever spoke in his entire career was for me, January 2008, and he died in December 2010. I also had the privilege of speaking with Jim on Century Boulevard in Los Angeles, right in front of the airport in at LAX in September 30th, 2000. I mean, that was the first time I ever shared stage with him. And I had first seen him speak in 1991 in Herbalife when I was an Herbalife distributor. So, I mean, what we are witnessing, we have never witnessed in history. So you want to be a participant in your own purpose rather than a pawn in someone else's purpose. I'll say that again. Be a participant in your own purpose rather than a pawn in someone else's purpose. So do your best not to get guilted, shamed, and seduced by MSN. Focus on what you can create in free enterprise. Focus on how you can empower people. Now's a great time to be a mentor to people. Now's a great time to be a sponsor in a 12-step program. It's a great time to be sponsored in a 12-step program. I mean, connect with people that are connectable. Build a business, an insurance business, a real estate business, a network marketing business. And if there's a next level of lockdowns, you want to have a business that you can create from the comfort of your home. The infrastructure of the world right now is broken. And so it's going to be your responsibility to be able to create your own commerce, your responsibility to have your own resources, your own food sources, all the situations that you require to understand. And it's really time to be that American, be that man, be that woman who is purpose driven. I mean, there's never been a better time to be a mentor to people. I mean, there's so much anxiety, fear, and doubt. And when you are susceptible to that, when you're in a low level of emotional vibration, then you're easily persuaded, you're easily seduced. Then your body reacts to the stimulus the way it did in the closet as a child. It's like, oh, fuck, this is unbelievable. So the body reacts to stimulus. So the more you understand that, how the body reacts to an inflamed family environment, as you start to let go, then you start to attract organically people. Then it's not forced, because as you let go, then your emotional vibration, it comes from love. It comes from bliss. It doesn't come from anxiety, fear, and doubt. It comes from joy. Even with everything that's going on around you, it's your responsibility to find peace. It's to find prosperity in the flow. So Lisa Faye Pazangi just says, my client base is rising. And so Lisa is someone I highly endorse. Lisa is very, very connectable with, let's see, how do I even say this without it? Well, Lisa is connectable, and if you have a question you want answered, Lisa is the type of woman who can answer it for you. So I highly recommend you reach out to her. That's Lisa Faye Pazanza. There is, on this Facebook Live alone, there isn't any of you on this Facebook Live that I wouldn't recommend for someone who could offer insight, wisdom, guidance, every one of you. You don't even have to have a business to do this. You don't require to be a millionaire to be able to give people insight and wisdom. What you require to do is be able to connect with yourself so you can connect with others. I mean, some of my best content came at my lowest financial times, but I never focused on how low the finances were. I focused on creating results and solutions. And so if you're challenged with money, the focus is not on how desperate or destitute you are. You focus on creating abundance. You focus on creating prosperity. And you do that from service and value. I mean, even walking someone across the street without expecting compensation, there are times where someone will pull a 5 or a 10 out of their billfold or out of their purse. And when you don't expect it, that's when it happens. When you start to do good deeds and you start to come from purpose, this is when the situation begins to change. People begin to show up differently. When you're able to breathe and release and really access that pain that you've been repressing and stuffing and storing, that's when people want to buy from you. And they buy from you organically because it's not forced. When you're in force, it's your will that you're trying to part on someone so that you can be disappointed. That's the payoff. And when you understand that you're addicted to a payoff, that's when you can begin to let go of it. You cannot possibly let go when you're in denial. So you can't be half-ass sober. It's either you're sober or you're not. And sober means emotionally in sobriety. You're letting go of the trauma that you endured. You're able to step back from it, look at it as an objective observer. You're able to look at how people traumatized you in school, the playground? Have you been fucked over, taken advantage of? Men and women have used and abused you, and you've let them, and you own that. And you understand how employers have done it to you. You understand that you've let this happen, and it's your responsibility to really step up. And just like Josh says, there's no more cheat days. Scott Bertha has joined us. Scott's another man that I highly endorse. Scott's stepping into his power and being a top-tier real estate agent in Florida with a lot of sobriety under his belt. And it's that sobriety. Henry's a young man who I highly endorse in Cody, Wyoming. He just hired me. Colleen Sable Olitsky is an exceptional business owner who I highly endorse in Jacksonville, Florida. There isn't one of you on this Facebook Live today that I wouldn't endorse, because I know you. I know what's inside of you. I know more about you than you know about yourself at times. And there's so much within you. Don't focus on greatness. Focus on the skills. People get so confused about greatness and they want to access their greatness. No, focus on the simple discipline required to make your bed. Focus on the simple discipline to walk around the block at the same time 7 days a week. Focus on being sober one day a week by not criticizing yourself. Go one whole day without being critical of yourself. Go one whole day without criticizing others. Go one whole day, read Hawkins in the morning, and then apply and put into application the content that you just read. I read content from Hawkins today. I've read it before, and I never heard it like I read it before. I mean, I received it in a way today, and that's what really provoked me to deliver this content this way about being purpose-driven. And your purpose is to be able to go to bed at night with task well done. That's the simple purpose. Your purpose isn't to empower the world. The purpose is to empower yourself. Because once you begin to empower yourself, then you can empower others. But you can't empower anyone else when you're overwhelmed in an unorganized state of dis-ease. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shaped them, then you can begin to break through. Then breaking through is what will allow you to let go. You can look over your shoulder and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the dis-ease, the inflammation that your body's created. This is unequivocally how you heal yourself. I mean, I've experienced days where my lower lumbar will go out, or L4 and L5, and I don't run to the chiropractor anymore. I sit down in a chair and I start to understand, what am I holding on to? Well, that when you start to understand what the vertebrae mean and why they subluxate, and the diseases and inflammation the body creates, then you become your own physician. And Hawkins covers this in his book, his groundbreaking book, Letting Go, the chapter called Heal Thy Physician. Hawkins healed so many people that he took on so much of the pain that he ended up with so many debilitating diseases that he ended up healing himself after he'd healed so many others. Joe DiBianca has joined us. Joe is my number one protege that I've ever coached in my entire career. He is absolutely a top-tier let-go coach and someone I highly endorse. And he is someone who you definitely want to follow his content. He is a devotee of David Hawkins. He's been a protege of mine, and he's a devotee of his own content. He's able to access his own content because he's downloading 24/7. That's what happens when you become the vessel. So when you let go of being mastered by others, then you become your own ship. And so you're not worried about going out into the sea without a compass, because you are the compass. And so when you understand that north and north and south is south, you don't go, where is north? Where is south? This doesn't make sense. Well, when you're the compass, then you are the direction. You're not seeking direction, because you are the direction. Then you can also offer direction to others. You can't offer direction to others when you're lost in your own emotional state called anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you continue to use words like, I don't know, this doesn't make sense, when you live in denial, when you live in the payoff that you continue to create, when you continue to take care of others but can't take care of yourself, well, that's the contradiction you live in. So if you're going to be able to offer insight and wisdom to others, then you have to be able to apply the same insight and wisdom to yourself so that you're not the contradiction. If you're a contradiction, you'll attract people who are contradictory. So the more you understand this, the more you understand how the level of ease this is, then you'll let go of how difficult situations are. But if you just sit around going, oh my God, this is so fucking difficult, I can't figure this out. Now you've given yourself permission to avoid. And once you become a chronic avoider, then it compounds. The closets, the drawers, the dressers, the garage that you can't get your car in, the taxes that you're behind on, the bills, and all these other situations, this is what happens. Then you can't perform in a level that's purpose-driven. Your purpose is to be able to perform admirably. I mean, the only admiral you require admiration from is you. And you will receive recognition occasionally from other people from tasks well done. You will not receive recognition when you're addicted to it. Because if you're addicted to recognition, then you will actually create the situation not to get recognition so you can be disappointed. So if you're a recognition hound or recognition starved and you want attention, then typically what you'll get is bad attention, because bad love is better than no love, and that ties you right back to your past, and you'll recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill your disappointment. And that is not a purpose, but for many people that becomes their purpose, is to be disappointed. And then they can't figure this out. They stay so overwhelmed and they go, well, this isn't my purpose. It has become that if you're addicted to it. Now, when you understand the ease of this, Colleen says, I'm recovering from requiring recognition. That's very good. So you don't require recognition, you require results. Results occasionally get your recognition, but when you're not recognition conscious, it will tend to show up more frequently, and then you'll understand that recognition was never really that important anyway. Because most recognition is not organic. Most recognition is about it's about force. And so when you let go of force and being addicted to recognition and realize you don't require it, then you can live in a level of ease of task well done. And recognition doesn't mean the same thing to you. You don't go out and run back-to-back marathons to get a medal. Instead, you'll just walk around the block and you don't require any of this. So you can just let go of it because it's not even that important. Recognition has nothing to do with the prosperity you live in. Recognition is something the ego craves because the ego requires attention. And instead of the kind of attention you require is attention to details rather than attention from others. When you focus on attention to details, that's when you start to develop skills. And those skills are monetizable. Those are the skills that are the most important skills that you will require, is how to perform admirably one day at a time in a set of reflexes that you can duplicate. To be able to create any kind of duplication, it has to be easy. You can't create duplication from force because it's not organic. Duplication comes from planting a seed. It's that simple. It's from watering it. It's not from sitting there watching. You go, come on, grow. I can't believe it. You're disappointing me. What is the deal? I put water here. I'm going to just sit here and watch you not grow so I can be disappointed. And then I'm not going to get any love if you don't. That's how so many people operate. When you let go of the attention and the recognition, and you want someone shiny and sexy on your arm, or you want that next designer drug or that designer alcohol, or you want that caviar from wherever that caviar comes from, and you focus on just the simple discipline required to be your best self, that becomes your purpose. Because when you become your best self, other people start to seek you out organically because they think you have a secret. The secret is that you have become so comfortable with yourself that they want that comfort. And when you're able to convey that with people, people hire you, they'll buy from you, they'll join you, they'll follow you, and none of it's forced. And all of that is so much easier than trying to force yourself to success. Jessica says, I was addicted to a relationship with a narcissist. I remember this era, constantly seeking his approval, always disappointed and controlled. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Heather. I appreciate you also reaching out here. So it's been an awesome call here. Kelly Jones Bartoletti, it's so awesome to see you. Kelly actually sponsored me numerous times in Long Island. Joe DiBianca, you were with me with Kelly. We've dined with Kelly before in Butera's. Remember that? That was in, what was the city in Long Island that we spoke in? But Kelly, good to see you this afternoon. The Pursuit of Inner Excellence, that is Dr. Joe DiBianca. Josh Morin, say hello to Joe. Joe, say hello to Josh. Jessica, so good to see you. Jessica, say hello to Joe DiBianca. He's on here with us. So everyone, it's so good to see you. Jessica, meet Heather Vajan. Heather, meet Jessica. Heather, I was Jessica's coach 6 years ago, and it's so awesome to see you here this evening. So great to see all of you this afternoon. If you're on today's Facebook Live and you're a former client of mine or an existing client, I have a unique marketing proposition. So if you are on my Facebook Live today and you have not coached with me for a number of years and you would like to open up that door to see what I have to offer for you, feel free to go right up there and message me. I had an offer that I offered to former coaching clients last week. I will consider that if you contact me right after this Facebook Live. So you can go right up there and contact me, Facebook Messenger. I would be honored to speak to you. If you're an existing client and would like to add on your coaching package, I would be honored to speak to you. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I am going to go spend some quality time with my assistant, Dylan Albertson. We are in the process of creating some marketing strategies to create some organic leads. Great to be with you this afternoon. I will be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to connecting with all of you. Have a great afternoon. Love you. G'day and goodbye.